Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Tes. We left off on daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are at the Tesi Lees. Amar Rav Nachman, Tesi Lee. Last run line is Amar Rav Nachman. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zechus Refuah Shleima for Meir Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. And also again by Henry Orlinsky, Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah, Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen Aleha Shalom, and in honor of my family for being mechazik me and giving the Daf Yomi share each and every day. So we are holding again, as I mentioned, at Omar Rav Nachman. Omar's last one in line, about 6-7 lines before the end of the page. So the Gemara is going to go through all of the things about which various Amoraim said tasily that I deserve a lot of credit, or something that's it's magiali, a certain amount of credit. I should get schar for doing a number of good hanhagos, and the Gemara is going to identify all of these hanhagos tovos. And then the majority of the daf is going to discuss directly the inyan of kavod Shabbos, how one prepares himself for Shabbos. It's going to talk about the schar of kavod Shabbos, how the great Amoraim, Tanaim and Amoraim, went out of their way on their own to do it physically on their own, to be engaged in the Kavod Shabbos, how Kavod Shabbos is maybe Lidei Ashirus, and a number of things about Oneg Shabbos and the Maila of all of these things. And then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about saying Vayechulu on Friday night, and we're going to discuss the importance of setting a table in advance of Shabbos, and we're going to discuss the importance of answering Yehei Shmei Rabbi with Kol Kocho, and then a little bit more about Kavod Shabbos and about how terrible Chilul Shabbos is. So a lot about Kavod Shabbos today. So let's begin. We are at Amar Rav Nachman. So Amar Rav Nachman, Tesi Li Dikam Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. I should get Schar because I fulfilled the three meals on Shabbos. So as we've pointed out, the three meals on Shabbos are a Chiyuv. It is not something that is optional. And in fact, many of these Tesi Li's are not optional items. These are all, many of these things are things that are that are chiyuvim. So Rashi translates tasily to mean that I should get my schar. In the Ein Eliyahu, he explains why it is that Rashi only says it that it's only later that Rashi says it and not over here. He only says it on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, not over here on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So the Marsha raises the question: did they ask for schar for kima mitzvos? I thought al tiyu kavod mamisham shnesrav alman nas lekabel pras. So how could they say Tesili, give me schar? You're fulfilling mitzvos. You're not supposed to ask for schar. So the Marsha answers based on what the Gemara Makos Daf Yudon Beis says: V'derek shodim rotzel leilich molichin oso, that abolitar misayim oso. If a person desires to do mitzvos, he desires to go in the proper path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a push along that path. And that's what they're saying, that since I'm so careful about these mitzvos, I should have siyata d'shmaya in being able to do more mitzvos and being able to continue on this wonderful path of mitzvos. Tosfos writes in Maseches Becharos on Daf Beis and Beis that it sounds from this line, tasty, that I get schar for doing these things, that not everyone used to do these things. I mean, Tosfos points out that it's not that these things are not chiyuvim. They are chiyuvim. It's just these are chiyuvim that not everybody was so careful about. So if not everybody is so careful about them, they're saying, tasty lead, that even in an Indian that other people are not so strong in, I'm being mechazik myself. Similar to what the Sefer Chassidim writes when it comes to Talmud Torah. Sefer Chassidim says when there's an area of Talmud Torah that other people are not learning, that is going largely ignored, it's a special inyan to go and learn those areas of Torah. So if no one is learning Seder Kachim, so go learn Seder Kachim. If no one is learning Yerushalmi, go learn Yerushalmi. And that way it's going to be, you're showing a sense of avas, a Torah, of love for the entirety of Torah. So over here as well, meaning that dafka, by these mitzvos, that's where my schar is going to come from those mitzvos that other people are not so careful about. I'm review the tasty lead to Kamas Iyun Tefillah, that I fulfilled Iyun Tefillah. Tosfos is a little bit bothered by this. What do you mean? Iyun Tefillah is a good thing? Last time we encountered Iyun Tefillah, it was in Maseches Brachos, where we said, Hamayin bi Tefillaso, sof balidei ke'ev leiv, that if a person does Iyun Tefillah, he's going to be heartbroken at the end. So says Tosfos, no, that's if a person thinks that because he's Mayin bi Tefillaso, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to answer his tefillos the way he wants it to, that he's convinced that his tefillah is going to be miskabel. So that's what's going to be maybe the day ke'ev leiv. But to understand the tefillah, to look into the tefillah, that's going to be a positive kind of of iyun tefila, to have a deeper kavana to the tefila. That's a positive kind of iyun tefila. Then Tos points out, based on the third sugya, that iyun tefila actually means the third thing. So this is one of the quirks of Talmud Bavli or Divrei Chazal in general. Sometimes you have the same phrase, it comes up in different places, means entirely different things. In one place it means something positive, another place it means something negative. Something like the most famous example of Shachar always likes to give is the word chazaka. The word chazaka means five or six different things throughout all of Shas. That's the way it works out sometimes. You have the same exact word, the same exact phrase, but it means different things in different places. So says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Tesi Li, Tlo Sagina, Arba Amos Begilui Arosh, that I deserve schar that I don't go 4 amos with my head exposed. That's a whole discussion, whether that's min adin, or that's only a midas chasidus for a person to wear a yarmulke all the time. The Marshal brings a raya from this sugya, like the kolbo that the Darkei Moshe quotes in Or HaChaim Siman Beis, that kisei arosh shelo b'shas tefila is only a midas chasidus, that it is not me'ikra adin, and it sounds that way from the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches as well. So he's saying that not to go dalet amos without gilei arosh is a midas chasidus. Magen Avraham in Siman Beis says that the midas chasidus is that even going less than dalet amos be gilei arosh, but to go dalet amos, that's me'ikra adin, that is something that's required. So what exactly is the definition of gilei arosh? That Rav Moshe discusses in the very first tshuva in Igros Moshe. Does one need to cover the majority of his head, or does one just need to have something on his head that it looks like you'd look at the person and you'd say, yeah, he's covering his head with something, he's wearing something on his head? So Rav Moshe is makel on that issue. Others disagreed and they thought it should be a larger yarmulke that covers the majority of that, but Rav Moshe is makel on that issue. Amrav in the very first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe, Amrav Sheshas, Tasli the Kiyamis Mitzvah Tfilin, that I deserve schar because I fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, meaning the way Rashi understands it, I didn't go dalet amos without tefillin, because nobody could say I deserve special schar. It's a bare minimum of what a Jewish man is supposed to do. Of course he's supposed to wear, supposed to put on tefillin. He's going to say I deserve schar for putting on tefillin. Must be some hanhaga tova that he had with his tefillin that he deserved schar for. So Avamar of Nachman Teisi Lid, the Kamis Mitzvah Tzitzis, that I fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now that you could have said is just about fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis at all, because a person doesn't have to wear a beged of dalet kanfos, but also over here the Rishonim say that it means he didn't walk dalet amos without tzitzis. Amle Rav Yosef Breda Rabba. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef Breda Rabba, Avucha b'may zahir tfei. Which mitzvah is your father's special mitzvah that he has an extra zihirus in, that he's super careful about? Amle b'tzitzis. He said, ah, tzitzis is his mitzvah. I'll tell you a story. Yom echad avakasalik bedargo. One time he was climbing a ladder. Ifsik lechuta, his string of tzitzis got caught in something. But he didn't come down from the stairs. Calls man that he wasn't misaking the tzitzis. He had to fix them before he would even move. He wouldn't budge without fixing his tzitzis. When I see a Talmud Chacham, even a young Talmud Chacham, Tzor Mirabanan means a young Talmud Chacham, someone below the age of 40, someone who finishes a Masechta. So Vidna Yamatov the Rabbanan, I make a whole party for the Rabbanan. Abai was the Rosh Hashiva, so he viewed it as his responsibility to celebrate the Torah accomplishments of the younger Talmidei Chacham, in that way to create a sense of Avas HaTorah and an excitement for learning Torah. So this is the most explicit source in Shas for making a Siyum Masechta. That here, when a person is Messiah Masechta, but it's interesting, the most explicit source is not about the Messiah making the Siyum, making the party, it's about somebody else throwing a party for the Messiah to show that they're proud of the accomplishment of the Messiah. The other major source that's often quoted for Siyum Masechta is a Rashbam in Masechta Bab Basra, where the Rashbam says that it's based on the idea that they used to celebrate the completion of the bringing of the wood that they would need for the Yatzei Ma'aracha, that was one of the happy events of Tu Ba'av. So you see that you celebrate the completion of something. Rav Salvechik has in Hare Kedem, they put Rav Shurkin quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that he suggested that the Iker Simcha V'Siyum is not what you've already accomplished, but what you are now prepared to accomplish. Meaning, if it's based on the Yatzei Ma'aracha, collecting the Yatzei Ma'aracha is useless unless you then actually use them. Now you could use them, and they could supply the Mizbeach with all the wood that's necessary for the Mizbeach. Oh, that's an accomplishment. But so the entire Simcha V'Siyum is the Hadron Alach, is that when I go back next time, I'm going to be able to learn at a much higher level, because I've already learned this Masechta, I've already seen this entire Masechta. That's why Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to prefer Chasan Bereishis to Chasan Torah, because the great Simcha of finishing the Torah is not that you finished it, it's that you then have the ability to start it anew with a greater insight, with a greater level of understanding. So that's the Iker Simcha V'Siyum. Amar Rava Tesili, Dechiasasim Rabbanan Kamei Ledina, Lamezigna Reishi Abesadia, Kamidol Ma'apichna B'Zchusei. If a Talmud Chacham comes to my Beis Din, he's got a Din Torah, I will not rest easy at night unless I've been Ma'apich B'Zchusei, unless I thought of every angle by which to find the Zchus for him. So the Rishonim point out, that seems wrong. No, you should look for the Zchus for every Baal Din or no Baal Din, meaning to favor Talmidei Chachamim in a Din Torah. So I said, clearly it means that he doesn't mean Lahapik Bizchus or Shlok Adin, the Sma writes in Simen Tezvav on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It means whatever he could do, LP Din, to not hide from any Zuchuyos that he could find for the person. Nevertheless, the Sma writes in Chosh Mishpat Simen Tezvav that there's no such thing as a Talmud Chacham anymore. We don't have this Din anymore. There's no such thing as a Talmud Chacham Bizman Azeh as far as this halacha of going out of your way to be Mahapik Bizchusei, to look for reasons to be mezaka the Talmud Chacham. So it says the Gemara, Amar Baravashi, Pasilna Le Lutzum Rabban Ladina, I'm puzzled from being done at Talmud Chacham. My time, it's Chava like Gufai, because the Talmud Chachamim are as beloved to me as myself. Ein Adam Ra Chava Liatman. A person does not see a Chava for himself, he will never find a Chava for himself. That's how much I love the Talmud Chachamim. Rabbi Chanina Miyati Vakai Apani Demali Shabbat. Rabbi Chanina would dress up in nice clothing on Erev Shabbos. Amar Bo Venetze Likra Shabbos Amalka. And he would say, let's go greet. I realize I fell off of the Zoom for a little bit. Hopefully I'm back now. So hopefully you're able to hear me. So trying my best. Bezrat Hashem, next time when I'm doing it from up here in camp, I'll call in also. So I'll just leave the video on and call in. But for today, we're just gonna have to leave it like this and do our best. So let's pick up from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina ma'ate fakaya panya demali Shabbat. Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself in nice clothing on Erev Shabbos. Amar bo v'netzei likra Shabbos Hamalka. He said, let's go greet the Shabbos Malka. So Rabbi Yane lavish mane mali Shabbos. Rabbi Yane would wear special clothing on Erev Shabbos. Amar Boikala, Boikala. So this is the inyan of getting up to go and greet the Shabbos. That's the basis of the minhag that many people have to stand for Kiddush. Why would you stand for Kiddush? Doesn't sitting for Kiddush make more sense? Because after all, ain't Kiddush Ella b'makom Su'uda. Kiddush is supposed to be b'makom Su'uda. So the greatest makom Su'uda is when you're sitting in your spot where you're going to have your Su'uda. But Dafka, to go greet the Shabbos, which is what we're doing on Friday night. So there's this inyan of Bo Vinetze, we'll get up and we'll go. So we don't go. We sort of do by at the end of the Chadodi when we're Mekabel Shabbos. That's the discussion. When exactly are we Mekabel Shabbos in Shul? Are we Mekabel Shabbos only at Baruch Hu? Are we Mekabel Shabbos at Mizmor Shir? So before the Minhag started to say Mizmor Shir, it was always understood that Baruch Hu at Mariv is Kabbalah Shabbos. But nowadays we assume that it's either at Boikala at the very end of the Chadodi or at Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. That's our real Kabbalah Shabbos. So if something comes up and it's not yet Shkia, and even though you said L'chunaranana or whatever, you started what we call Kabbalah Shabbos, we assume that that's not an actual Kabbalah Shabbos until the very end of Kabbalah Shabbos. That's why we're Menachem Aveilim at that point. We're Menachem Aveilim after we went through many of the paragraphs that we say at the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos, and only before Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, before we're actually Mekabel Shabbos, because we try to refrain from doing Nichum Aveilim Shabbos. Not Asur to do Nichum Aveilim Shabbos. Chazal say that Bekoshi Hitiru, that Bekoshi, they were Matir Nichum Aveilim Shabbos. We see technically it's Mutter to do Nichum Aveilim Shabbos, but it's still, it's not such a Shabbos thing. thing. So generally, we do the Nichum Avelim before the Bitzibur, when the Avelim walk in during Shiva, but before we're actually Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Iklo Lebe Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman. He went to Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman's house. Krivile Tlas Savi Tuchuye. They brought three se'in of wafers that were smeared with oil. Samalus, Rabbi Rav Huna said to Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman's family members, Miyavis Yadis and Dasina, you knew that I was coming, you prepared such delicious food for me. Amrle, Miyadivas Lamina, you think you're more chashuv than Shabbos? This is prepared for the covet of Shabbos, not for the covet of you. So the Shabbos is the most chashuv a guest that's here today. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes when it comes to Big Day Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says a person should not think that he wears Big Day Shabbos because he's going to be out in a crowd, because he's going to see a lot of people. Big Day Shabbos is for Shabbos. So even if you have Lo Aleinu months where there's a magefa going around and you have to be davening inside your house, you still wear Big Day Shabbos. Whether you're going to see a lot of people or a few people, you wear Big Day Shabbos. The Big Day Shabbos are for Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Zavin B'Tleisra Astiri Pshiti Bistro Mitleisra Tibchi. He would spend a lot of money on meat from 13 different butchers. He would always look for the best cut of meat, and he would find the 13 expert butchers and buy their best cuts of meat. And then when he'd come home after buying each piece of meat, he would just leave it by the doorstep, and because he was in a rush to go find more, to go find a better piece of meat. And he would say to his shamashim, Ashurchaya, 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 go quickly, hurry up, prepare this meat, because I'm going to come back with a new one soon, and you're going to need to prepare that one. So he would spare no expense. So now the Gemara goes through how the Amorayim themselves would go out of their way to be personally involved in the preparations for Shabbos. Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yosef, Atachtoka Deshina. He used to sit on a chair, like a throne, that was made out of ivory. Umoshev Nura, and he himself would fan the flames of the fire that they were cooking for Kavod Shabbos with. Rav Anan Lachish Gunda, he would wear a black a garment on Erev Shabbos in order to let it be known that Erev Shabbos is not a day for dressing up. Erev Shabbos is a day for hard work, so he would wear clothing that you wouldn't mind getting dirty, because you get dirty on Erev Shabbos, so that Shabbos will come in with the absolute Kavod. The Tanu Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Begadim Shabishalem Kedera L'Rabo, Al Yibzogman Kos L'Rabo, that the begadim that you're mevashel kedera for your master with, you shouldn't be mozeg kos when it comes time to serve him. You shouldn't be wearing that same begad. Of course, the initial context of that is when it comes to the trumas hadashin, but we're using it in the context of kavod Shabbos. And we see from here is not just that you should have nice clothing for Shabbos, but that there needs to be a contrast between Big Day Chol and Big Day Shabbos. That dafka to wear less nice clothing on Erev Shabbos is even part of the kiyum of Big Day Shabbos. Not just to wear the nice clothing on Shabbos. That Big Day Shabbos should dafka look different. That's what we saw already in the Gemara. The Gemara said that when it comes to Big Day Shabbos, if a person doesn't have a second baguette, he should make his clothing look different for Shabbos. He should let down his clothing. He should wear make it longer clothing, even though it's going to be the same garment. Rav Safra Machmer Chreisher. Rav Safra used to singe the head of the hair off of the head of the animal l'kavod Shabbos. Rava Melech Shibuta. Rava used to salt a large fish called the Shibuta l'kavod Shabbos. Rav Huna Madlik Shragi. He would light candles l'kavod Shabbos. Rav Papa Gadol Silta. He would prepare the wicks l'kavod Shabbos. Rav Chista Parm Silka. He used to cut up the beets l'kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef Metzalchi Tzibi. They would chop the wood the kavod Shabbos. He would start the fire with small pieces of wood, small matches. The kavod Shabbos. From Nachmar Yitzchak mechatev ayon mechatev nafik. He would carry burdens of kalim and begadim and delicious foods. The kavod Shabbos. He would schlep all the packages, bring them into his house, and he would take the packages that were not ro'i to have around the house on Shabbos. Things that when you clean up, things that don't belong around the house. You clean up all the electronics and whatever else doesn't belong around the house. He would clean them up and schlep them out on Shabbos. So Amri Ilu Mekalud Li, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, if Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were to come to my house, Milo Machtifta Mikamayu, wouldn't I clean up for them? So of course I'm going to clean up for Shabbos itself. Again, there's that inyan that we're not doing these things for the people that we're going to see on Shabbos. We do it for Shabbos. The Igadamri, and some say in a different lashon, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasim, Mikatvi Va'ili, Mikatvi V'nafki. They would carry on their burdens, on their packages on their shoulders for a covered Shabbos, and they would bring it into their house, and they would carry things that are not right that should be around the house on Shabbos and take them out of the house. Amri, they would say, Ilu Iklon Rabbi Yochanan, Milo Mechatfinun Kameh. If the Heliger Rabbi Yochanan would come, wouldn't we do this for him? So each one picked the person in their generation that was like the holy person that you would say, oh, if he would come to your house, if Rabbi Moshe Feinstein would come to your house, oh, wouldn't you clean up in his honor? So we would clean up in honor of Shabbos. Yosef Moker Shabi, famous story. Yosef was the person who was Mechabit Shabbosos. Havahunach Rabbi Shavuse, there was a non-Jew in his neighborhood, Davin Afishin Nechsetuva, who was very wealthy. Amrili Kaldoy, so the stargazers told him, Kulu Nechse Yosef Moker Shabi Achalahu. All of your Nechasim is ultimately going to go to Yosef Moker Shabbos. So Azal Dabdin Kulu Nechse, he didn't want to see that happen. Worse than losing his money is that it's all going to go to this other guy. He doesn't want to see someone else with it. So he went and he sold all of his nechassim, zavnbu marganisa, and he bought a gem with these with all the money that he got. Also b'sayane, he made a felt hat and he put the gems in the hat, and he put this particular gem he sewed it into the hat. Badi tukavur mabra, and one time he was going over a bridge. The wind blew Shadya B'maya and blew his hat right off and threw it into the water. Anyone who wears a hat, who's ever worn a hat on a windy day, could have told you this was a bad idea. That is not a good place to hide a special gem. So Bali Kavra, a fish came and swallowed up the gem. Askua Isua Apanya Mali Shabbata, and the fishermen caught it, and they brought it to the shuk on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Amri, they said, Man Zavim Kiyashta, who's going to buy fish right now? It's right before Shabbos. So Amri Luhu, so they said to them, Zilu Amtiyulu Agabe Yosef Moker Shabbat Deragil Duzavin. Oh, go to Yosef Moker Shabbat. He never gives up on finding something better for Shabbos. So I'm sure he's prepared for Shabbos, but if you offer him a delicious new fish, he's still going to look for it. He's still going to be willing to buy it. Amtiyun Alei Zavne, then sure enough, he was a good customer. Kare, he tears open the fish. Ashkach Bey Margini, and he finds this precious gem. Zabni Betleis released the Dinri Didava. He sold it for 13 attics full of golden coins. So Pagabe Husaba, a certain elderly person encountered him. Tulsus Masechus Chulin says that there are those that say that whenever you have a Husaba, it always means Elio Anavi. So Elio Anavi came to him. Amar Mandi Yosef Shabsa Pare Shabsa, the one who borrowed for the sake of Shabbos, Shabbos will pay him back. So you spent all this money all your life on Shabbos, Shabbos pays you back. So by minei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Ashirim Shaberet Sol b'mahin zochin. Why were the Ashirim Meret Sol zochin to such wealth? So I'm leib shvil shema asrin. Oh, it's because they take maestros from their fields, meaning they have a mitzvah of chumas maestros. That's their unfair advantage in terms of becoming wealthy. Shema aser ta aser b'shvil shetes asher. This is one of like a half a dozen Mamari Chazal about how the greatest segula for becoming wealthy is by giving a lot of money to tzedakah. It's counterintuitive. You would imagine the more you give away, the less you have. But no, the more you give away, the more you give to tzedakah, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees the person's wealth. There is an explanation for that al pi derech hateva as well. The modern day psychologists have done research that they find that this is actually true. Like there's data to actually back this up. The social economists have written books on this. There's a book by a professor from Wharton, Adam Grant, about how people who give tend to come out ahead. They tend to advance more quickly in their careers because ultimately people like generous people. So if someone's a generous person, they're going to look out for them. But there's also this guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the Torah itself that a person who gives Maaser or gives tzedakah also, Melech Mamun Chaser, we say that a person gives a lot of money, so it's going to guarantee that he's going to keep his money. That's the famous Hakdama that Rav Shimon Shkap has to Shari Yosher, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an investor, so he's going to give you his money to the person that he trusts with his investments, and he sees what you do with it, and if you do well with it, so he'll invest more with you. But if you just keep it all for yourself, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do with it, so he's not going to invest more with you. Nothing, regardless of other mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Chesam that you do. So Shebavel b'mahin zochin. What about the rich people in Bavel? They don't have a mitzvah of meiser. So how do they? What's their zuchus in becoming rich? Armlei b'shvil shemchabdin es haTorah, because they honor the Torah. Shebshar ratzos b'mahin zochin. And what about elsewhere? The Ashirim not in Bavel, because Bavel was known as a very powerful Torah community, even more than Eretz Yisrael. But what about everywhere else where it's not such a Torah dika community? So Armlei b'shvil shemchabdin es haShabbos, because they're mechabed Shabbos. That's how they become wealthy. I once was by a balabais in Lutkia, and they brought a golden table, and it took 16 people to lift it, and it had 16 silver chains built into it, and had all these fancy kelim on it, and the most delicious foods you could imagine, and sweet spices, and when they put down the table in front of the balabais before the Suda Omrim, La Shem Aritzimloa, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we therefore have to say a bracha before we can, La Shem Aritzimloa is the basis for bracha Rishona. That La Shem Aritzimloa is a stira with the pasuk that Shemayim Shemayim La Shem Va'aretz Nasal Adam. So the Gemara Bracha says, no, Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan Liachar Bracha. So until we've made a bracha, it's still La Shem Aritzimloa. We're trying to get to the point of Va'aretz Nasal Lebnei Adam, so we need to say a bracha first. Ukshem Salkano, so when they would remove the table, Omra Shemaim Shemaim Lashem, Varis Nasal Lebnei Adam, that's the pasuk that that tells us that we've received the right to enjoy. So Amarti Lo, so I said to him, Bini, Bameza Chisa Lekach, what have you done to have such a great zechus? How did you become so wealthy? Amarli Katsavi, he says, I'm a butcher. You know, like when we see someone wealthy, say, oh, what does that guy do? What does he do for a living? That's the natural question to ask. That's how he becomes wealthy, by what he does for a living. No, the question they ask is not, what do you do for a living? You could be a butcher. A butcher's not known as the most highest paying job in the entire world. It's not, the question is not, what do you do for a living? The question is, what's the zechus? What's a great zechus do you have that you have such ashirus? So he says, so I was a butcher, and mikol behema shayisa na'a amarti zote l'shabbos. Any nice behema, I said, this should be for the sake of Shabbos. I'm friendly with a number of people in the food service industry, and they really, a lot of them really think like this, that it's not just a business. It's that I have the ability to supply kosher food and make it easier for people to keep kosher. I have the ability to enhance people's Shabbos tables by providing them with food that's not readily available elsewhere. That attitude alone, it was a business. He was making money. But that attitude is what he was zocha with. So Amarti lo, Ashrecha shezuchiso, Baruch HaMakom shezika chokach. That, yeah, you deserve it for such an attitude. Why is the tafshil shel Shabbos have such a pleasant aroma to it? So Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya said, "Tav l'nechad yesh lanu." He tells the Kesar, oh, we have a special spice that we put into our foods. It's called Shabbos. We put it into the Tafshil V'Reicho Nodef. Ooh, and the aroma is fantastic. So Amalo, Tein Lanu Emenu. I'd like some of that Tavlin. It really would make my whole house smell good. So Amalo, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Mo'elo, V'Sheinu Meshamer Shabbos Eino Mo'elo. It only works for people who are Shomer Shabbos. It doesn't work for people who are not Shomer Shabbos. So Amalo, Reish Galus L'Rav Hamnuna. Ma'i D'Chsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says l'kadosh Hashem echuba? That comes right after the words v'karasa l'shabbos oneg. So once the pasuk tells us v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, it sounds like the hemshich of the pasuk l'kadosh Hashem echuba is not going on Shabbos. So Rav Luna said ze yom kippurim. You're right, it's not going on Shabbos. It's going on Shabbos Shabbosim. It's going on yom kippurim. She'in ba lo achila v'lo shtiyah. You can't do all the normal things that you'd be mechabed Shabbos with on yom kippur, eating and drinking. V'amra Torah kadeh b'ksus nekiyah. So the Torah says, how are you mechabed Yom Kippur? You have special ksus nekiyah. Says Marsha, that's the source of the minhag of wearing a kittel on Yom HaKippurim. Now in Yom HaKippurim, you have a pristine white garment. There are those that have a minhag that dafka, they don't get the kittel cleaned after Pesach, before Yom Kippur, because they want to have all the stains from the wine of the Pesach Seder on the kittel, because that's what they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Look at the mitzvahs that I do. Look at how I carry on the Mesorah, the Vigad to Levincha. But Pashtus is based on the Marsha, you should get it cleaned, that it's supposed to be a ksus Nakia when it comes time for Yom HaKippurim. Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is the basis for the practice that we wear a talis all day on Yom HaKippurim. What other day do we just keep the talis on? Through Mincha and, you know, the whole day long. So why do we, and at night, even at Marav, why do we wear a talis at night? We never do that. So it creates a whole situation with brachas. If you're late to shul, then it's already Laila. So why do we bother wearing a talis throughout the entire Yom Kippur? So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's based on this Gemara that the way to be Mechabid Yom Kippur is with special Ksus Nikia, that a person should have Ksus Nikia and Yom Kippur. V'chibadito, the Pasuk says V'chibadito, and that's going on Shabbos, that we're supposed to be Mechabid Shabbos, because Yom Kippur, it already says Mechubad. So what's V'chibadito? Rav Amar Lahakdim, Shmuel Amar Lahacher. Rav says to start the Suda Shabbos before the Zman, the normal Zman for Suda during the rest of the week. Shmuel says no, to make it a little bit later from the normal Zman you have the rest of the week, because then you'll eat it more L'Teyavon. So the question is, what's the better kavod? Is the better kavod to eat it earlier to show that you're excited to eat the Suda Shabbos, or is the better kavod to actually get excited by making yourself good and hungry by not eating, you know, by not eating until a little bit later than you're accustomed to eating, so that you'll eat the Suda L'Teyavon? Tosfos writes that Rav and Shmuel are not really arguing. Rav is talking about a person who's darko la'acher b'kol yom the Zman Suda, and therefore on Shabbos he should be makdim in the Zman Suda because there isn't much time to do it later. And Shmuel is talking about a person who normally throughout the week is makdim in the Suda, and the point is just do it differently to show that you're doing something differently the Kavod Shabbos. So Amar Leib Nei Rav Papa Bar Abba L'Rav Papa Kigon Anan D'Shchiach Lam Bishra V'Chamer Kol Yom B'Mai Nishani. So the Bnei Rav Papa Bar Abba said to Rav Papa, we have meat and wine every single day the whole entire week. How should Suda Shabbos be any different? So I don't know, I would have thought that the initial response would be, don't have meat and wine every single day, meaning who said that that's a mitzvah, that you're supposed to have meat and wine every single day? That's not the answer. Amalu iriglisu la'akdume achrua, iriglisu la'achrua akdumua. Okay, you have to change in some way. If normally you're makdim the Suda, so eat it a little bit later. If normally you're ma'achah the Suda, eat it a little bit earlier. Rav Sheshes was blind, so he didn't know when the Zman Suda had arrived. So that when he was darshing on Shabbos in front of the Talmidim, b'kaita mosav l'rabbanon heichad demat yashimsha, in the summer he would sit the Talmidim in a place where the sun would reach at the time of the Suda, b'sitva mosav l'rabbanon heichad demat yatula, and in the winter time he would sit them in a place where the shade would get to that area, meaning when it came time for Suda Shabbos, it would purposely get uncomfortable for the Talmidim, so that the Talmidim would quickly get up because of the tsar of the sun or the cold, and they would not delay the Zman HaSuda as a result of that. So that was that's what he would do. Rabbi Zeira Mahadra Zuzi Zuzi Draban. Rabbi Zeira would look for zugos, pairs of Tamir Chamim, Amrlu B'matusa Minaychulot Chalnuha, that I'm begging you, don't be Mechal Shabbos, meaning you should engage in Onik Shabbos. Don't be Mevatel any of the Tanugim of Shabbos. Do whatever you can for Onik Shabbos, meaning these people were busy learning Torah, and he would tell them, stop learning Torah. So this is a question. We have a conflicting Ma'amari Chazal, if it's best to learn more Torah on Shabbos or less Torah on Shabbos, because you have to be engaged in your Seudos of Shabbos. Over here it sounds like, get away from the base Medrash, don't learn so much, you got to be engaged in Onik Shabbos. But elsewhere, the Torah quotes a Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Torah, that the Torah says, as the Klal Yisrael is about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Matei Alai, what's going to be with me if the Jewish people are going to be busy in their fields and they're going to be working? And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, there's a special day that's called Shabbos, and that's going to be the day for you. That's going to be the day for learning Torah. So Pashtus is, you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to learn Torah on Shabbos, but you're also supposed to make sure that the Torah does not get in the... Normally, the Darkei Shel Torah is Pas B'melech Tochel, that you don't have time to eat the most wonderful meals and prepare the most wonderful meals. But on Shabbos, the meal should also be enhanced. Even a yachid should say vayichulu on erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Nuna called mispal be erev Shabbos. Amar vayichulu mal lava kasuk kilu nasa shutuk laKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis. He becomes like a partner with Hashem ma'aseh bereishis. Amar vayichulu al tikra vayichulu ela vayichalu. As if to say that Tzivak Kadosh Baruch Hu said is talking about the shavach of Shabbos. and the person who's saying this parsha together, it's as if they are completing Maisa Bereishis. Amar Blazer, Minayin Shad Dibor Kemaisa. How do I know that when it comes to Maisa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's speech is as if is like doing it? Shenemar B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, that the Shemayim and all of the Briyah is made with the Dvar Hashem, just with the Dibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Chisam Maruk V'Kol Nisfal Berav Shabz Omer V'Yichul Shnei Melachai Shorsim Lavin Lola Adam Manichin Yedein Al Rosho V'Om Lo V'Sara Avon Chavichat Aschut Chupar, that if a person says Ve'yichulu on Erev Shabbos, the two Malachi Asharis will come that accompany him from the Beis Knesses to his house on Shabbos. That's another Gemara that they would accompany him. We'll see that soon. And they would they put both their hands on his head and they bless him. From there, you see that the Derech to be Mivarech is to put both hands on the Misparech's head. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Malavlo, Ladam, Erev Shabbos. So here's that Gemara. You have two Malachi Asharis that accompany a person on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos does not mean before Shabbos. It means the night, on Friday night, after davening is over. Mi Beis HaKnesses LeBeis HaOn. They accompany him from Shul to his house. Echad Tov ve'Echad Ra. One Malach is a Malach Tov, the other is a Malach Ra. Ukshaba LeBeis HaOn. When he gets to the house, Umatz Ner Dalek V'Shulchan Aruch Mitas HaMutzahas, and he sees that the whole house is Shabbos Dik, Malach Tov Omer, Yehi Ratzon Shtei LeShabbos Acheres Kach. Yehi Ratzon that you should be zocher, that it should be next week this way as well. Malach Ra ona amen bal karcho, and the Malach Ra has to answer amen. V'im lav, and if it doesn't, the house is not ready for Shabbos. Malach Ra omer yiratzon shtei l'Shabbos acheres kach. Malach Tov ona amen bal karcho. Then the Malach Ra says it should always be like this, and the Malach Tov has to answer amen bal karcho. This is the most obvious source for saying Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, that we're greeting the Malachim, because there are Malachim that in fact accompany us. There are those people that leave out Barchuni L'Shalom, because there's a whole issue of whether you're allowed to address Malachim directly in any form of Tefillah. So Barchuni L'Shalom is asking the Malachim to bless you, so some people do not recite Barchuni L'Shalom. Professor David Berger told me that he thought, he's very not into davening straight to Malachim, but he thought that Dafka Barchuni L'Shalom you have a Beferish Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? That this is Dafka the Avod of this Malach. These Malachim are there and they're forced to bless you. Meaning the Malach Tov is going to bless you when things are prepared, and the Malach Ra is going to be forced to bless you. That's Dafka their Shlichus. So maybe even if you're not into davening to Malachim in general, or using Malachim as an intermediary, Dafka Barchuni L'Shalom as a source right here in the Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar, L'ol Yisad Adam Shulchan Barav Shabbos. Person should prepare his Shulchan Barav Shabbos. Even though you're only going to eat a kezayis, nevertheless, for the covered Shabbos, you set a nice table no matter how sparse the meal might be. You may not be interested in eating all that much from Malav Malka. Still, set the table to cover the Malav Malka. This is the Gemara about Malav Malka. Warm water on Motzai Shabbos is Malugma. It's considered to be very healthy. Pascham Motzai Shabbos Malugma, and warm bread on Motzai Shabbos is also very healthy. Rabbi Avoh Ava Avdan Levafuke Shabbata, they would make for a Motzai Shabbos Igla Tilta. Wow, and a Motzai Shabbos he would have a third born calf, which is considered to be the choicest of the meat. There are different interpretations of what Tilta means, but we'll go either one third of its way to its growth, which means like a veal, meaning it's a baby cow, or some say that the third from the womb, the third to its mother, that's the choicest. That's the one I always prefer because I'm a third child. I always tell my parents that I'm the best because I'm the third one, right? That the third born is the, that's when you finally perfected it. So they ate from Rabbi Avoh, would eat the kidneys from this animal. Third born kidneys are apparently really special kidneys. So when Avime, his son, got a little bit older, he said to his father, Rabbi Avoh, why do you lose out so much? I mean, you're shechting a whole new egel just for the kidneys, and what's going to happen with the rest of the meat? Nishma kuli some mali shabbata. Just take one of the kidneys that are left over from Erev Shabbos for the animal they ate over Shabbos. So shavku, so they left over the kidneys from the egel of Shabbos, and they didn't shecht another one. Va'asa arya achle. And then a lion came and ate that egel that they should have shechted for the suda. So one way or another, he was losing this animal. He might as well use it for the suda. Amrim shumalevi kalona min yeshmei rabba mevarach b'chol kocha. Anyone who answers yeshmei rabba mevarach with all of his might, Kornelo Gzardino, Shnemer Befra Pros, Beisrael Bisnad Devan Baruch Vashem, my timer, Befra Pros. Why is it, how is it that you're Miskayim Befra Pros, meaning that the Pranios are going to be Nisbatel, that will, the Pranios, will, the, all the punishment and suffering is going to be gone. My time before a pros mishum to baruch Hashem, because we're mevarich Hashem, we say Yehi Shmei Rabba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu yesh bo shemet shal avodah zarah mochlin lo. Even if a person has a shemet shal avodah zarah, he's going to get a mechila. Ksiv hacha before a pros, ksiv hasam ki parua hu. And it says by the cheta egel parua hu ki fra o aron. The pasuk says so. Just like parua that it says over there is about avodah zarah, so too pros over here is about avodah zarah. So Amar Yesh Lakish Kolona Amen b'chol kocho. Anyone who answers Amen b'chol kocho, poschlin lo shari gan eden. The shari gan eden will open up for such a person. Shnemar pischu sharm v'yavu goy tzadik shomer amunim. Al tikri shomer amunim ela she'omrim amen. That is for people who answer amen that the shari gan eden are going to open up for. My amen. What does the word amen really mean? Amar Reb Chanina kel melech ne'eman. It's a Rashi Tevis of kel melech ne'eman is amen. That's why when you see the Mamari Chazal about answering amen, amen yehesh me rabba, you know, you wonder why sometimes Rabbanim or other people get so upset when people talk during Kaddish and people aren't answering Amen. It's like infuriating if you know just what an opportunity people are passing up, that the koach of these tfilos of answering Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, these are the most powerful of all tfilos, particularly Amen Yehesh Me Rabba is the most powerful of all tfilos. Okay, we fell way, way behind, but the good news is I'm not giving a Daf Yomi Shir tomorrow, so you can all catch up on your own. And then Be'ezras Hashem on Sunday, I'll be back in my normal location, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday morning at the regular time. So thank you very much, and thank you for putting up with the weak Wi-Fi. Be'ez Hashem, we'll do something about that when I come back here later this week, later next week. A good Shabbos, everybody.